With the BBC News, I'm Tom Dewsbury. One of the most important figures in pop music, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, has died. He was 82. Born in California, Wilson co-founded the Beach Boys in 1961. Our arts correspondent David Sillitoe reflects on his legacy.
Brian Wilson.
I love the colourful clothes you wear.
The gifted but troubled creative force behind one of the greatest bands of the 60s, the Beach Boys.
And I'm picking up.
Good Vibrations, California Girls, Barbara Ann. He wrote and produced songs that were a joyous celebration of surfing, cars and teenage life.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were...
But behind the music was a man who suffered repeated breakdowns, years of drug-fueled mental instability. But on stage, the catalogue of songs was a reminder of a man who stood alongside Dylan and the Beatles as one of the musical giants of the 60s.
The United States is preparing to move some staff and their families from its embassy in Iraq, as well as from military bases in Kuwait and Bahrain. Officials say the partial evacuations down to what they describe as heightened security risks in the region. Our State Department correspondent Tom Bateman reports from Washington.
The move comes after weeks of talks between the US and Iran. President Trump has hoped to strike a deal to stop Tehran developing a nuclear weapon, but he said today he was growing less confident it would stop enriching uranium. Earlier this week, he also held a 40-minute phone call, said to be tense, with Israel's prime minister, who has long argued for a military rather than diplomatic approach. Iran's defense minister said today the country would target US military bases in the region if a conflict was imposed upon it.
The disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein's been found guilty on one charge of sexual assault at his retrial in New York. He was found not guilty of a second sex assault charge. The jury's not yet reached a verdict on a third rape count. The ruling comes after jurors remained deadlocked in 5 days of deliberation, with some reportedly launching verbal attacks against each other. An uneasy calm has descended over Los Angeles as US Marines prepare to deploy to the city after nearly a week of protests and riots over the Trump administration's immigration raids. The first night of a partial curfew was lifted on Wednesday morning. The police said they'd made hundreds of arrests overnight. The authorities are bracing for more demonstrations in LA and other US cities. Carl Nasman's in downtown LA.
The number is definitely larger than they were a couple of hours ago. And we're watching right now because what tends to happen here is once that demonstration makes it into the streets, that's when the authorities come and they try a bit of crowd control to keep everybody on the sidewalk. If they're unable to do that, and this is what we saw yesterday, that's when they tend to come in and start to disperse people. And that's when the tensions start to ratchet up once again.
World news from the BBC. Police in Northern Ireland have asked for other forces in the UK to send reinforcements after two nights of violence sparked by the alleged sexual assault of a teenage girl in County Antrim. The worst clashes have been in the town of Ballymena, from where Sarah Gervin reports.
The disorder began on Monday after a peaceful protest over an alleged sexual assault. Two teenagers had appeared in court, speaking through an interpreter in Romanian. The Police Service of Northern Ireland has asked for help from other forces to deal with the disorder. Police Scotland has agreed to send reinforcements. More than 30 officers have now been injured in the violence, which police have previously described as racist thuggery. Six arrests have been made.
Austria's president has raised the possibility of tightening gun laws after Tuesday's deadly mass shooting. Speaking during a visit to the city of Graz, where a man shot dead nine children and a teacher at a high school before killing himself, Alexander van der Bellen said if the law needed to change to ensure greater safety, then it would.
All of Austria is in shock, and our thoughts are with the parents. We will do everything to reduce the probability of such events. For today, we're in shock.
The World Bank is to end a long-standing ban on the funding of nuclear energy projects in developing countries to help meet soaring electricity needs. It said demand for electricity in poorer countries is expected to more than double in the next 10 years. And the European Space Agency's released the first ever images of the Sun's south pole. The footage, taken from a solar orbiter spacecraft, shows a shimmering bright atmosphere interspersed with darker clouds of gas. Scientists hope it'll help them understand why the Sun's poles switch from north to south and back again every 11 years. That's your latest BBC World News.